Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, today's going to be a fun one. Today we're going to have some laughs. I'm going to react to four super viral videos on the internet that I have not seen before. Adam Mockler sent me like four different clips of Trump supporters just embarrassing themselves, essentially. That's my understanding. And we're going to watch them react, laugh, and talk about them. It's going to be a good time. Really quickly, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. And if you enjoy this type of content, the link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. I'm almost at 70,000 subscribers. You guys have shown so much love. And truly, from the bottom of my heart, I mean it. I appreciate each and every one of you. And I love you. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against this Republican media machine going in to 2026 and 2028. We're uploading so much content on this channel, uplifting Gen Z voices, starting a podcast, all that good stuff. And if you want to be a part of this community, Mockler Media, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. We appreciate you so much. All right, let's get into this. I'm very excited. I'm curious what we're about to witness. Let's watch the first video and we'll talk about it.
What are your thoughts on gay marriage?
I don't believe in it.
You don't believe in gay marriage?
No, sir.
Why not?
Because it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Oh, my God, bro.
Oh, hell no.
Why are you forcing your lifestyle over on me?
Who's forcing you to be gay?
Joe Biden and his crew.
Joe Biden's forcing you to be gay?
No, not forcing me. Make sure you get that right. I ain't gay and I ain't got nothing to do with it, okay? Don't ask me.
No, but I thought you were saying he's forcing you. He's forcing you to be gay, or he's forcing you to be... What's he forcing?
The whole party is forcing their lifestyle over on to us.
Nobody's forcing you to be gay. It's just so people can live the life how they want to live without persecution.
They are putting in schools that it's okay to be that way, and it's not. It's ungodly.
So in the Bible, in Leviticus, yeah, it says, if a man lives with a man, he should be put to death. Also in Leviticus, it says, if you spill your seed, you need to give two turtle doves to a pastor or priest. Spill your seed meaning ejaculate. Have you given turtle doves to priests or pastors like it says in the Bible?
No.
You haven't?
No.
All right, that was a good one. First of all, Joe Biden and Democrats are not pushing anyone to be any certain type of way. I hate this talking point so much because genuinely, it forces so much hate and actual violence onto the LGBTQ plus community, assuming that like this is some like evil. People are just trying to live their lives. Why not just let them live their lives? And again, look at how he stumbles. He's like, Joe Biden is forcing people to be gay. What are you? He's like, and then correctly, the host here says, no one's forcing anyone to do anything. We just want people to be able to live their lives. I'm a straight, white, 23-year-old man. I think people should do whatever makes them happy. How is that a controversial position? But also the hypocrisy of like Christians and like the Christian national movement in this context here, saying things like this. And then, you know, again, host correctly pointing out like there's a lot of Bible verses that you don't follow. So you want to cite Bible verses when it comes to this, but not follow other Bible verses? Interesting. All right, that was a good one. Let's go to the next one here. I think it's kind of down the same alley. Let's take a look.
I see this sign here. It says God is pro-life. What does that mean?
God is pro-life? Yeah. That's just what it means. Yes. God created life.
Didn't God kill everybody on Earth except for Noah and some farm animals on an ark?
That was pretty abrupt.
I'm sorry.
Didn't God kill everybody on Earth? What are your thoughts on the Roe v. Wade being overturned?
I'm against abortion.
You're against abortion?
Yes.
There's been some talk with some people saying we need to protect life. The sperm is that's the seed of life. So would you be in favor of all males who are not married getting vasectomies?
No.
And what about you?
To each their own.
Clarence Thomas said yesterday, maybe we should take a look at the same-sex marriage ruling. Is that something you think we should look at as well?
Why do I think of gay marriage? I don't believe in gay marriage.
You don't believe it?
Mm.
You don't think that two men or two women should be able to get married? Would you like to see them reverse the decision?
Yes.
And why is that?
Just how I was brought up, and that's how I believe.
And you mentioned it a couple times, to each their own, right?
It is to each their own, but everybody should have a respect in their own biblical sense.
Ah, I see. I see. This is another good one. First of all, I like these type of videos. It's not so much like debate, just like forcing them into their own contradictions. Because again, it's not to each their own. That's not, you don't believe that. They may say, you know, people, individuals like this may say that, but it's not. It's to each their own as long as like I approve of it, right? As long as it follows whatever I believe, which is so just, no, that's not how this country works. Absolutely not. But also I want to point out again, in the broader context, how much we've seen this party shift over just 8 years, right? I mean, Donald Trump was someone who was holding a rainbow flag, an LGBTQ plus flag in 2016, 17. You remember that photo? It said LGBTQ plus for Trump. He was smiling. There's this big debate. I remember debating people when I was like 15 that, hey, Trump is like homophobic, transphobic. Like he doesn't care about these communities. And people were like, no, no. The Republican Party fought fiercely. He's like, no, we love these communities. You could not imagine that now. They outwardly talk poorly on these communities, which is so disgusting. And again, pushing violence against them. Interesting to see how much it has changed just from me being, you know, 15, 16 now to 23. But yeah, I mean, also the guy saying like, I wouldn't support vasectomies. Yeah, of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. Of course, we need to get Roe v. Wade back in this country. All right, let's go to the third one. Same host. Should be funny. Should be similar. Let's take a look.
Who is working with Donald Trump right now behind the scenes?
Mostly God. That's what I think.
You think Donald Trump is talking to God, and when he enacts something, an executive order or something, it's because God actually told him?
I don't know about that, but I believe he's getting his instructions from God. Yeah, I sure do.
How would you rank it, like, as far as, like, most important things? God number one, and then Trump?
Of course. Of course. He's just a... I'm not going to... He's just a tool like the rest of us.
Okay. I mean, I don't even know. Also, again, just to the point how much this infuriates me. And the first, the other videos we've seen, same concept. Like, you don't believe in any of this. Neither does Trump. Really? Trump's getting his instructions from God? I didn't know God called to commit business fraud, commit felonies because you pay porn stars hush money while you cheat on your wife to engage in catch and kill schemes to try to violate election law so you can win elections. I didn't know God instructed him to sexually abuse a woman. He was found liable for sexual abuse, liable for defaming that woman, liable for defaming that woman again, liable for multiple of his business ventures have been found liable for fraud, Trump University. I didn't know that God was into the whole defrauding people, cheating on your wife, being a felon, being a raging narcissist, never apologizing. Like that is, I'm not a personally religious person, but that is, has to be, from my understanding, everything that I just said is the exact opposite of what Jesus preaches. So, I mean, are you serious? Donald Trump is just like the antithesis of everything that God is. Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. All right, let's go to this last one, which is different, and I already know it's going to be good. I already know. Okay, let's take a look.
We just thank you right now, Lord, from the east, the west, the north, and the south. You will shake America with your power and your glory. We cancel every assignment of the enemy. This nation was birthed to be one nation under God, and we are standing on the soil of the White House, and we are declaring your word. Every place that our foot will trod, you will give it to us. And we are taking the land. We thank you, oh Lord. You have brought us to the kingdom for a time such as this. Yes. And this is the time. And so we declare right now from the capital of our nation that America will come back to God. Yes. We will come back to God. Nothing will stop this nation. And we speak right now by the authority of heaven. You told us to bring heaven to earth. Heaven is being released through your people right now.
Okay. I mean, dude, it's like the same concept as the last video, and it's so cringe specifically because none of the individuals here believe in anything that God preaches. It's so hypocritical. Like, and I know that because they're working for Donald Trump, who doesn't believe in any of these things, who did all the things I just ranted about a minute ago. All of these people, after they're done a day in the White House, or like cheating on their wives, or going and drinking, or having sex before marriage. Like, what do we think this is? Do they think the American people are dumb? We're not dumb. Unbelievable. Let me know what you think of all these videos down below. And again, Thanks, Adam, for sending them to me. I appreciate it. It was a good time. I appreciate you so much. My name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Auchler. The link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. You guys have shown so much love. Make sure you're subscribed here, and I will see you in the next video.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.